Disney World. Whether you think of the classic princes and princesses, the mouth-watering food, or the exciting rides, I think most of us can agree it's a large part of our childhoods. While everything may seem fun and perfect, there are a few negatives some people can't ignore. For a while, many people have had mixed thoughts on Disney World and they don't seem like they will change anytime soon. After doing the research, we have found quite a few positive and negative things about Disney World from CNN Travel, CheatSheet.com, Disney Tours Blog, and CSRWire.com. In this debate, we will answer our driving question. Is Disney World worth going to? Okay, let's get this debate started with our first point.
One of the main purposes of Disney is to bring adults back to their childhood and better connect children to theirs. Yes, Disney World may be a bit pricey, but it leaves amazing memories for all children and adults. Disney World has always been an amazing experience for the U family. The U family states, "For us as parents, it's a chance to connect back to our own childhood and bring back happy memories. Words can't describe the preciousness of seeing our little ones thoroughly enjoy themselves on Disney attractions. This shows you that the price doesn't matter for this family. Any price is worth the enjoyment you experience at Disney World and the pure joy on your children's face."
While childhood memories are important, it doesn't mean that they should necessarily be made at Disney World. The costs of Disney World continue to drastically increase, making it a very big waste of money. To go there annually for one person is $1,000, and that's without including the charges for food, plane tickets, and housing. That same money could be used to go to college and other vacation areas. Tom Corliss, an author on Wild News Today, says that while one-day ticket costs have jumped over 10%, some annual passes are up a whopping 23% in price. This proves that the costs are not worth going to Disney World.
Those were some great points to take into consideration. Now here are the second points.
Another reason why Disney World is a great place is some of the things they help support, like the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Not all of the money that you spend at Disney World is being used by the company, but better yet, they spend some of the money making unfortunate children's dream come true. That's why Disney was first founded. According to CSR News, the Walt Disney Company Foundation made a $1 million donation to the UNICEF. Yes, Disney World tickets may be expensive, but not only are you enjoying it yourself, you're making an unprivileged kid's experience great too.
Though it is admirable that Disney supports these causes, they unintentionally spread stereotypes for little girls. Disney princesses are portrayed to be beautiful, have a certain body type, and have the dream of being swept off their feet by a Prince Charming. It sets these girls up to think a certain way. Alyssa Gunter went to Disney World as a child, but she won't be taking her daughters there anytime soon. She says, "While I'm not averse to my daughters exploring fantasy worlds, I find that Disney and Disney products present children with a very limited fantasy world. I want my daughters to be confident as individuals. I have a difficult time with the princess body types that Disney presents children with. It's not appropriate for my young children to try to emulate." This proves that Disney, though unintentionally, presents girls with stereotypes that, if pursued, could become a serious issue.
Both sides had great arguments. Now, we have the third points.
And finally, not everyone has the opportunity to travel the world and experience other cultures. One way they can experience other cultures is by going to Disney World. Disney World has many different cultural aspects, like the Safari in Animal Kingdom or Little Italy in Epcot, according to Orlando Insider Vacations. Yes, it is expensive, but you also get to experience many cultures in one place. Can you imagine the price it would cost to visit all those places? Instead, you can experience a little bit of all of them in one place.
While that may be worth going to Disney World for some families, there's another part of Disney World we definitely must not forget. According to CheatSheet.com, Disney World is an environmentalist nightmare. Why, you may ask? It's because it produces a lot of waste. With the large amount of people there, many of the toiletries, styrofoam products, and etc. are being thrown away. This means that there's a monumental amount of waste. There really is no way that this issue can be 100% solved. Disney is trying to reduce the waste from all the parks, but there's only so much that they can do. By visiting Disney World, you're also contributing to the very large amount of waste being produced there. By not going, you're saving the world from more waste, harm, and pollution.
Overall, we can conclude that visiting Disney World brings families many positives and negatives. Although Disney causes happiness for the families who go, the high price demand doesn't make the trip exactly worth it. For many families, spending thousands of dollars for just a few days of vacation isn't ideal. After an interview with someone who has gone to Disney World, Meg Villarreal, here is her response.
Was the money you paid worth the experience you had?
No, honestly. I think the money that we paid at Universal was worth every single penny for the experience that we had at Disney, I don't think it was worth it.
So, after researching the topic and conducting this debate, we have decided that the negatives outweigh the positives and that Disney World is not worth going to.